Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
By the way, look at this camera angle. I mean, look, it looks like I have a peacock coming out of my head. Just look at
that. You kind of do. How can we keep it?
It's like a little, it's a little bit of a crown. It's my bald head up into a peacock.
Kind of terrifying like I've got when kind you of phrase a, it like that, yeah, but yeah.
My, right, yeah. Exactly.
Speed the next promo.
Yeah, yeah. You know what this is? You know what this is? This is a nominee for, you know,
the best peacock.
A peacocky.
Yeah.
This is a best peacocky nominee. Best cinematography, exactly. Yeah. It's my
maybe
bald head right up into a peacock
maybe that's
butt.
The trophy, the most terrifying trophy in the history of trophies. Matthew
yeah,
Barry's
1,000%.
Head with a peacock coming out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, meme this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Barry, served by Applebee's.
It's love hate day, and the camera angle is better. Oh, now it's coming back in. Look at that. There we go. We're going to have to figure something out. Either I'm going to have to grow hair or we're going to have to move the peacock. It is noon on a Wednesday.
Team USA loses to England.
Team
USA,
yeah, 1,000%. Look at this nice kit, though. Got the name on the back.
Oh, well,
there we go. Look, lots going on. It is noon on a Wednesday on Peacock, but, of course, it is 5 o'clock somewhere, including tonight, I'm being told by Tiffany, our makeup artist, that it is the biggest party night of the year tonight.
Is that
Wednesday
right?
Wednesday night, more than New Year's Eve, more than any other night in the country. Tonight, Wednesday night, is the biggest party night of the year. So I know you and your three children under the age of 7 will be out there. Glug, glug.
Yes.
So anyway, happy party night. Happy night before Thanksgiving. Happy Love Hate Day. As Love Hate is out on NBC Sports Edge and RotoWorld.com, because tomorrow, of course, is the Thanksgiving holiday.
Sure.
Jay Croucher. Lots to get to. I am wearing this in support of America.
Yeah.
You know, because I love America.
Yes. I was going to wear my Australian jersey, but
that's what I was going to ask. Are you?
We lost 4-1 to France. So we did have 15 minutes, though, with a 1-0 lead where anything was possible. And then that bad man, Kylian Mbappe, started running all over us. So a tough loss.
Right. The Zacharoos. Yeah. Anyway, so it's a good day for everyone except fans of Australian soccer and Zach Wilson.
Yes, I thought you were going to say moms. But maybe you'll have more time for them.
No, more time for moms.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good day for
it's
moms.
It's a great day for moms. A winning day for moms. But anyway, the news is Zach Wilson is out. Mike White, looks like he's going to be in. The betting market has moved from Jets -4.5 to Jets -5 against the Bears. So the betting market thinks that Robert Saleh and co. made the right decision in going away from Zach Wilson, who's been made to look pretty bad, particularly in his games against the Patriots. What does this mean from a fantasy perspective?
Yeah, I think it helps Mike White. I'm sorry. It obviously helps Mike White. That's a bad one. But what I think it does actually is that I think it also helps the pass catchers, Michael Carter. I think it helps Tyler Conklin a little bit. It's interesting. We were on a text thread with Connor Rogers, our buddy, who also hosts the Jets pregame show. And, he specifically texted the group. I just want to read what Connor wrote here to everyone in the group chat, which is basically that, you know, Michael Carter receiving up in a big way, small boost for Conklin. Wide receiver core is going to be pretty unpredictable, but let's be clear. Anyone that isn't Zach Wilson is better for Elijah Moore. Ultimately, you think about, Mike White hasn't played this year, but we do think he doesn't have the strongest arm. We do think he likes to check down to the running back. I think ultimately this is going to be good. I think this is going to be good for Michael Carter, good for the offense. Like, this guy who completed, 9 pass attempts against New England last week. 9 pass attempts. Like, he's just not good. And whether it's been Joe Flacco earlier this year or Mike White at times last year, like, this offense has looked better. They're much more pass happy without Zach Wilson. It feels like the offense they've been running with Zach Wilson is, like, hide Zach Wilson. And now, I don't know that Mike White is great.
He's not.
Right?
I don't think he's great. I think the jury might be in on that one. He's not great, but at least he's different.
Right.
And right now, all you want is something different because of what Zach Wilson has shown. And yes, I know there is the thought that, well, he got ruined by the Patriots secondary, and the Patriots might have the best defense in the league right now, so it's a bit unfair. At the same time, he wasn't very good in the other games either. So I think this is the right move. Certainly the betting market thinks so as well, and at least it gives them more upside.
And it's interesting you mentioned the betting market. So, like, this game opened at 41.5. It's already been bet down to 39.5. But my expectation, like, give me the over now.
Sure.
I mean, like, I don't think Mike White's great, but I think he's an improvement, and I think they'll be more aggressive offensively against the Bears, who, remember, over the last 4 weeks, no team in the NFL has given up more points per game, just total points scoring. They're the last place scoring defense over the last month. The Chicago Bears, again, you know, Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn, like, they've gotten rid of some of their defense here. One of the reasons why Justin Fields has put up such big numbers is because they've been down and sort of chasing that. They're 23rd against the pass as well over the last 4 weeks. So ultimately, I think that check our rankings, which will be updated on rotoworld.com and NBCSportsEdge.com. And, of course, Sunday morning, fantasy football pregame, 11 a.m. Eastern, up until kickoff, you and I and a cast of thousands, we will break this down as we get into that game more. But I think, ultimately, you're still starting Garrett Wilson. I think you're still starting Michael Carter this week. You feel good about both those. I think Tyler Conklin becomes an interesting streamer this week if you need a tight end. And if Elijah Moore was dropped, I don't mind picking him up and seeing. I'm not starting him, but, like, you know, at least there may be signs of life here.
Yeah, there's upside there where there previously wasn't. Let's get to running back love,
right.
Hate.
And if you're in a deep two quarterback lead and desperate, you could do worse than Mike White this week, I suppose.
I think the last thing on Wilson is that it seems like they really don't want any part of the Zach Wilson business anymore, going away from him before they played the Chicago Bears, which would have been the great spot to get right. So don't expect that we'll see Zach Wilson in competitive games for the Jets the rest of the
year. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, he, really, the coach, happens. You know, Sala was saying, like, oh, it doesn't mean his career is over, but I mean, with the Jets, you know.
Take the under on Zach Wilson's career with the Jets. I'll take the over on Ken Walker's career with the Seattle Seahawks, though, and he headlines the love list, the favorable matchup against the vaunted defense of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Ken Walker makes my love list, as you just mentioned. Top five running back. Look, he's awesome. He's an awesome talent. He's coming off the bye. He's playing the Raiders. Do we need to talk more? I mean, like, you want good stats? You look at me like you want good Kenneth Walker stats. Here's what I'll say. In five games of starters, he's averaging over 20 fantasy points per game. He's averaging 22 touches per game in that stretch. 24% target share in week 10. I know, like, the last time we saw him, it wasn't a great game. That was Tampa Bay. I'm not really super worried about it here, especially when you think about Las Vegas, who gives up the fourth most fantasy points to opposing running backs. Ken Walker is my running back five this week. I have him as a top five running back.
Yep. I think the thing that separates Walker from these other rookie running backs is just his touchdown equity. He's already had 7 touchdowns. They run when it's in close. It is a more pass-happy offense than it ever was, really, under Russell Wilson, because apparently Geno Smith is better than Russell Wilson. But certainly Ken Walker has
Mike White better than Zach Wilson. Maybe it's something about quarterbacks with the last name Wilson.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
who have been invested in heavily.
Yeah,
but so
not good.
Speaking of Wilsons, it's a great unintentional segue, Matthew. I don't think you saw that one coming, but Jeff Wilson Jr., he is on the love list, as any running back should be going up against the Houston Texans.
It is all about Wilson today, and finally a positive Wilson here, as Jeff Wilson Jr. has outsnapped Raheem Mostert since he came to the Miami Dolphins, 68-43 over the last two games. He's averaging over 19 fantasy points per game. He's got 31 touches in those two games. He's got the 2 touchdowns. He's got 215 scrimmage yards, as you see it there on your screen, and you love this matchup with Houston. We've talked about the historically bad, that's the key adjective,
yes,
historically bad Texans run defense. They give the most fantasy points per game to opposing running backs. They've allowed 140 rushing yards and at least 1 rushing touchdown in 5 straight games. And so I think both Wilson and Mostert are viable against the Texans, absolutely. But Jeff Wilson Jr. comes in at running back 13 for me this week. You know, and I think he gets 60-65% of the Dolphins' running back touches in this game, and that's going to be enough to have a top 15 day.
Yep, I think it's going to be interesting just to see how much Mike McDaniel wants to pass versus run the ball in this matchup, because if they want to run the ball, they'll be able to do it. If they want to pass the ball, they'll be able to do that too. They've been a very heavy pass team to this point, but maybe now with Wilson and Mostert, that flips around, and certainly they should be playing with a lead.
And by the way, you know, we're talking about Zach Wilson and, you know, the switch to Mike White. There has been, as of this broadcast, nothing has been announced, but there have been some rumblings out of Texas, you know, that the Houston team may go from Davis Mills to Kyle Allen. You know, hometown boy made good, Kyle Allen, former Texas A&M Aggies, also played high school ball in Texas. So, and he's, you know, he's had cup of coffees as a starter with Carolina and Washington as well. So Kyle Allen potentially could be starting for the Texans this week. Either way, it's a lost season for Houston, so I think Miami's going to be able to do whatever they want. And so even though they may want to go past happy, I don't know that the Texans are going to be able to keep up with Miami. And so second half of the game, they just may be running anyway.
I feel like someone's getting to 150 yards in that game, whether it's Jeff Wilson, Tyreek Hill, or one of their other stars.
Mike Gesicki, anyone.
Mike Gesicki,
I mean, anyone could get to 150
Waddle.
Yards against
yeah,
the
a lot
Texas
of candidates.
Defense.
Let's go to some others receiving votes.
Sure.
Headlined by the now suddenly relevant Latavius Murray with Melvin Gordon out of town.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the Broncos have dropped Melvin Gordon, much like a football to Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, what Melvin Gordon does to footballs, the Broncos have done to Melvin Gordon.
That's good prep
material. That's the better joke. That's the better joke. The second one I nailed better. Anyway, cut that out. Cut out the first
yes,
joke.
Yeah.
Just go with
yeah,
the, you know,
right.
yes, what Melvin Gordon has done to football, the Broncos have done to Melvin Gordon. That's the better joke. Make sure we just keep that one, please. Anyway, Latavius Murray, you know, makes the other receiving votes. Like, look, 21 touches last week. He's involved in the passing game now with three receptions each of the past 2 weeks. This guy is somebody who has scored a lot, right? He's scored in three of the last four games. And the Panthers, even though they're a better run defense than it may look number-wise because the Bengals game just so skewed it with Joe Mixon getting the five touchdowns and the whole thing, the fact of the matter is they don't want Russell Wilson to throw it.
No.
I mean, like, jokes aside, they are actually running a similar Jets offense where they're trying to hide Russell a little bit. And so is Latavius Murray good? No. But is he going to get massive volume in a decent matchup? Yes. And, you know, on this Thanksgiving week, sometimes that's all you can ask for.
Latavius Murray's okay.
He's
better than Mike White.
Yeah, Latavius Murray is fine. He's just 1,000 years old. He's a colleague of mine.
Yeah,
just, you know what I mean? Like, we're contemporaries, yeah. Latavius Murray and I. But
kind of visual profiles.
Very, very visual. Latavius Murray and I have gone to bars together, and people can't tell us apart.
Yeah, I can vouch for that personally.
1,000% happens all the time. Maybe tonight on the biggest party night of the year. Just some other quick names. Rashad White, you know, we've talked about him quite a bit with Leonard Fournette. We'll see what happens, but certainly it seemed like much more of a split before the bye between White and Uncle Lenny. And how about Kieran Williams? Surprising news, you know, much like the Broncos just sort of out of the blue releasing Melvin Gordon, the Rams really out of the blue released Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, what was that?
I mean, like, we thought you hated Cam Akers. We didn't know you hated Darrell Henderson.
Well,
apparently you hate Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, Stafford getting cut tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, strange. Who knows? You know, just don't cut my little Cooper Kupp. But, like, anyway, so super weird. Henderson didn't have a lot of touches last week, but then they were like, you know, and McVay after the game was like, he's banged up a little bit. And anyway, now he's a free agent, or he's on waivers, I should say. But anyway, so we'll see if anyone claims Melvin Gordon to the Rams, Darrell Henderson to the Broncos. Who says no?
Yeah.
America. America says no.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fact of the matter is that I know this for a fact. The Rams would like Kieran Williams to be the guy. They really like him. We'll see. I don't know that he profiles as kind of an every down back as well, but played 55% of the snaps, had 8 touches. He's the pass catching back. Like, he's a nice pass catching back. I think that's the important thing. You know, he had 30 receiving yards, which was tied for the most by a Rams running back this season. Gives you how bad the Rams have been so far. But in a game when they're on the road to Kansas City, they may have to be throwing quite a bit, especially if Stafford doesn't play. So I do think Kieran Williams is a viable flex and an interesting player. It's just because he's going to be a starting running back in the NFL, and that has value in fantasy football.
Yep.
I don't know that he's going to have massive success, but
yep.
At least he's a pass catcher.
You've said some ridiculous sentences on this show, but I think don't cut my little Cooper Kupp is certainly on the Mount Rushmore of ridiculous sentences uttered. Let's go to hate list.
Did you think 48 hours ago? Did you think Daryl Henderson was in trouble?
No,
no one did.
Yes, who could be next? It's like a Final Destination movie.
Yeah, exactly. Very Game of Thrones over there.
Yes,
the Rams House is the new Game of Thrones.
Exactly,
is the new House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon. It's House of the Rams.
Yeah, Dragon's House.
Right, Dragon's House.
All right, let's talk Alvin Kamara, who headlines your hate list. It's been a very underwhelming season for the Saints superstar.
Over his last three games, he's averaging 13 touches. Like, what are we doing here?
It's not great.
No, it's not great. But, I mean, listen, in fairness, when you have Andy Dalton, you don't want to take the ball out of his hands. Like,
yeah,
really?
Gotta give it to Juwan Johnson.
It's a terrible matchup with San Francisco, who allows the second fewest fantasy points to opposing running backs. There's only one running back this entire year that's had over 70 yards from scrimmage in a game against the Niners, and that was Christian McCaffrey, who now, of course, plays for the 49ers. And so you're like, all right, well, he's probably not getting to 70 yards here. And he's not getting a ton of touches, so he's not going to be massively involved in the passing game here. So, well, maybe he'll get into the end zone. He's got one game this year where he scored a touchdown. Like, he had three in that game, so he was awesome. But, like, he's had one game this year. You know, when they get in close, they like to use Taysom Hill. They're throwing to Juwan Johnson. It's super weird usage for who I think is the best player on their team, right? But for whatever reason, he's just not getting massive usage here. And so in a bad matchup on the road where Kamara averages just 10 fantasy points per game this year, when he is on the road, he's outside my top 20. He comes in at running back 23, wow, which is much lower than I would ever have Alvin Kamara. But honestly,
Alvin Kamara.
But
what a
there's literally
price.
There's nothing. There's not. Look at look here on your screen about just what he's done on the road this year. Just nothing. Like, he's had one game with more than double-digit fantasy points, and that was at the Cardinals. The Niners, as we now have very recent evidence, are much better than the Arizona Cardinals
28
here.
Points better, apparently.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's jump to Cordarrelle Patterson, who goes up against the now literally vaunted defense of the Washington Commanders. They're 4.5-point favorites to the Commanders. Home field advantage these days is
underdogs
worth 1.5.
Commanders. Commanders,
yeah, I'm saying the Commanders are 4.5-point favorites over the Falcons at home. Home field advantage these days is worth 1.5 to 2 points. So the market, BetMGM, is saying the Commanders are a full field goal better than the Falcons on a neutral. And I guess largely for that reason, and the reason the run defense has been excellent, really turned Damian Pierce into a pumpkin. And you think they'll do the same to Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll turn him into a pumpkin. Maybe, you know, maybe
a Brussels sprout?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, squash,
mashed
you know, potato. Something like that.
Yeah,
mashed potato stuffing. I don't know. The fact of the matter is that since returning from IR, like, he's only had he's averaging about 10 touches a game. Now, sometimes they're high leverage touches. They're, you know, they're in the green zone, they're in the red zone, they're, you know, within the inside the 10-yard line, goal to go situations, which is nice. But he's not being used in the passing game, which is something that he was used a lot last year. He has just a 7% target share since he's come back from injury. In fairness, they don't throw. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that anyone has a massive target share, and maybe it increases a little bit with no Kyle Pitts. But to your point about the Commanders' defense, they've given up one rushing touchdown, just one rushing touchdown to a running back in the past six games. They're allowing just 53 rushing yards per game and 3.3 yards per carry to opposing running backs over that stretch. They're a top five run defense over the last 4 weeks. And though the fact of the matter is that Patterson is in a bit of a committee here with Tyler Allgeier and Caleb Huntley. And so on the road as an underdog against a tough run defense in a committee, Cordarrelle Patterson's going to need a touchdown to pay off. He's outside my top 30 this week.
Yep, I agree with that. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, pass, catcher, love, hate. Setting over under at 1.5, Commanders mentioned. We might be talking to Terry McLaurin.
Bet the over massively right now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Release the hounds, Matthew Berry. It's a Thanksgiving tradition like none other. The National Dog Show, presented by Purina. Thousands of dogs compete for the title of Best in Show. Thanksgiving at noon Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Amazing. That's definitely my favorite promo to read.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I just love saying release the hounds.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Any walk of life, have you set any lines? Have you set any lines for
puppies?
On the puppies.
No, I gotta study the film.
That's what I want.
I gotta get into the math.
Official request, Alexa, next year I want Jay and I to be at the dog show and just being degenerate gamblers on the dogs.
Just like
kind of Best in Show.
Yes.
Give me the cute one with the short hair.
Give me the Scottish Deerhound.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
That guy looks like an intense dog owner. I want his dog. Like, he's insane.
Yes.
You know that guy whips his dog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got that dog in him. Yes. Who let the dogs out? So many puns.
Oh,
my God. My dad jokes are already building up here. During the commercial break, before we get into Pass Catcher Love Hate, real quickly, during the commercial break, got an alert from the Fantasy Life app. 100% free, by the way. So this is a tweet from John McCain. John McClain. John.
Die Hard?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. John McClain is a... Texans beat reporter for the Houston Chronicle, has done it for years and years and years. Is like the dean of it. He is he's absolutely dialed into that team and has been for years and years and years. He's a legend in Texas, and he tweeted this out. Lovie Smith told the media today he wouldn't announce a starting quarterback for the Miami game. Kyle Allen is expected to start. So what we talked about last segment looks like it's trending that way. I bring that up merely for if you're in a deep two quarterback league, if you're stuck, if you're desperate, if you got beat to the waiver wire from Mike White, I have a friend, shout out to my buddy Brian, who's just like desperate in a situation. Anyway, Kyle Allen, maybe good news for Brandon Cooks, you know?
Sure.
It's something different, exactly. I mean, so we'll check that out. All right, so
incredible
anyway.
That John McClain can be both the Texans beat writer and then can also get into the Nakatomi Corporation in 1989 and take down Hans Gruber, but anyway.
Well, so he spells his name, the character in Die Hard, which is, by the way, the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Feel free to at me on that. I will die on that hill. Die Hard is one of my all-time favorite movies ever, and I believe the greatest Christmas movie ever made. Where are you on the Christmas movie, not Christmas movie?
It's Christmas movie. Jerry Maguire is also a sports film as well.
Agreed. Yep.
So I'm with you there. I also, controversial take, I think Die Hard 2, Die Harder, is just as good as the original. It's a very, very good sequel.
It's a very good sequel. I don't think it's as good.
Not as iconic.
It's not as iconic. Hans Gruber is one of the, after Darth Vader, Hans Gruber is my favorite villain, my favorite movie villain of all time, right? Whatever. So many quotes. I could do nothing but just quote here, you're just nothing but a common thief. I'm an exceptional thief, and I've just moved up to kidnapping, so being to be nice. Yeah, anyway, whatever. And the quarterback is toast. I could just do it forever and ever on Die Hard. But anyway, he spells it McClane.
Yes.
John McClain, the Texans beat reporter, McClain.
That's a tough beat for the Texans beat reporter. But anyway. Doing great work.
They're both legends.
Yes.
Detective John McClain of the New York Police Department and Houston Texans beat reporter John McClain as well.
One and the same. All right, let's talk about Keenan Allen, who had a roller coaster of a game on Sunday night against the Chiefs.
Dude.
Has the crucial fumble, then Jerick McKinnon fumbles it right back. He has the massive pass, looked relatively healthy, and got through the game, unlike Mike Williams.
He really did. Last week, he played only 68% of the snaps, and yet, when he was out there, Justin Herbert was looking for him. 28% target share last week. Obviously, some of that probably increased when Mike Williams left the game early, but the fact of the matter is, he was getting a lot of targets. We don't know if Mike Williams is going to play this week against Arizona. We do know Keenan Allen is, and by the way, that's a good thing, because no team in the NFL gives it up in the middle of the field like the Arizona Cardinals. We've seen it with tight ends, and we also see it with slot receivers. They've actually given up 7 touchdowns to the slot this year. That's tied for 3rd most in the NFL. And Keenan Allen, who should get a lot of looks this week, especially if Mike Williams is either out or banged up, he should probably get, you know, call it 8 targets. Well, since the start of last season, when he gets 8 or more targets, Keenan Allen averaging 16.9 fantasy points per game. Ivan's a top 10 play this week. As long as we're talking about pass catchers I love, one more breaking news alert that just came in via the Fantasy Life app. I love the Fantasy Life app, by the way. 100% free. Just 100% whatever. Free. Like, I would just tell people to download it, because if you don't like it, delete it. It's a free app.
It's a free roll.
Anyway, Joe Burrow says the Bengals expect Jamar Chase to play against the Titans.
Yeah.
That is Kelsey Conway, who I believe Kelsey Conway is a beat reporter for the Bengals, and I'm correct. Oh, for the Cincinnati Inquirer. So I think she used to work for the team, but she's now working for the Cincinnati Inquirer, and so she does a good job. And anyway, so Jamar Chase, so she just tweeted that. So, okay, great. Well, Joe Burrow would know.
She'd probably be pretty
anyway,
close.
Anyway, full steam ahead on Jamar Chase. Exciting news.
Full steam ahead on Terry McLaurin as well, your man, and now a frequent recurring guest on the love side of the love.
Listen, I didn't want to talk Commanders. You insisted we talk about Commanders, so fine.
Really,
if you twist my arm, you want me to talk about Terry McLaurin. Taylor Heineke just dropped a new T-shirt. I swear to God, you can, and some of the proceeds are going to Terry McLaurin's charity, and it literally is Heineke going back to pass, and the quote is like a bunch of like, basically blanket, you know what I mean? Like, like F it.
Yeah.
Says F it. Terry's down there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Which is great. And
the Heineke brand is really soaring the past couple of weeks. It's really taken off.
Listen, he's having a moment, and he's taking advantage of it. And God bless. And Terry McLaurin is somebody that's very excited about it, because since Taylor Heineke has taken over, he's looking for nothing but Terry. Like, there is a little bit of truth to that T-shirt, you know, kind of F it. Terry's down there somewhere. We're just chucking it deep. And he knows Terry McLaurin's going to come down with it, because he will. With Taylor Heineke this year, Terry McLaurin has a 32% target share. A 32% target share. That's a lot, Jay Croucher. That is a lot. He's averaging 15.2 fantasy points per game with Heineke under center. Falcons are the 2nd most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. They've given up at least 75 yards to 12 different wide receivers this year. F it. Terry's down there somewhere. Give me Terry McLaurin as a top 12 wide receiver this week against the Falcons.
I like it. Next name, Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah.
In a Monday night matchup against the Colts, which is suddenly a lot more interesting than it seemed like it would be 2.5 weeks ago, and Mr. Freiermuth is on the love list.
Since Chase Claypool went to the Chicago Bears, he's had 19 targets in those two games. 47% of those targets have come in the slot, which is an area that, as we've talked about, you can attack the Indianapolis Colts. To that point, Colts give up the fifth highest catch rate to opposing tight ends as well. So Freiermuth, who's getting a lot of targets, has a nice matchup on Monday night. He's my tight end 4 this week.
Tight end 4. Wow. Alvin Kamara running back 23. Pratt Freiermuth. The number truly is the holidays.
The projections are the projections. The numbers are the numbers. Sure. You know what I mean? You can't be a slave to names, Jake Croucher.
Okay.
You got to look at what's going on in the field.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Let's go to some other
That's
names.
What I'm doing.
Let's be slave to them.
Would you rather me have Freiermuth as tight end 23?
No.
Why do you hate Pat Freiermuth?
I like Pat Freiermuth.
You know what's fun is when you see him on screen, you can go, boo.
Does anyone do that?
Everyone does that. That's the thing in Pittsburgh. Yeah, when he makes a catch.
People do that in, like, Connecticut when they're watching Steelers games?
I mean, like, in one particular house.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I do that.
Gabe Davis. He headlines the others receiving votes list. The Detroit Lions, they're not afraid to give up big passes. Feels like Gabe could get loose for a deep one.
Well, and that's the important part. Over 50% of his targets this year have been on deep passes. Lions allow the most catches and yards on deep passes so far this season. Paris Campbell, just talk about that Colts-Steelers game as well. We've talked about this. Pittsburgh allows the 2nd most yards per game to the slot. Paris Campbell, once again, revived under Matt Ryan. Last 4 games with Matt Ryan, 18.5 fantasy points per game. Treylon Burks, who we highlighted yesterday as part of the waiver wire show. I was surprised at how many leagues I got him in, which just goes to show you how many people in my leagues don't actually watch our show, which is super annoying. Because, like, I'm in, like, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Like, I have a low waiver priority in most of my leagues. And so, Anyway, whatever. But since he's returned 22% target share as well, we expect them to have to throw against Cincinnati, who's allowed a touchdown to a wide receiver now in five straight games. And then Juwan Johnson, who we talked about. That's right. The reason they're not giving the ball to Alvin Kamara is because of the production that we're seeing from Juwan Johnson, especially in the red zone. If you need a tight end and you're looking for a touchdown-dependent tight end, which is what most of them are, you could do worse and probably have than Juwan Johnson.
Yeah, why let Alvin Kamara get a goal line carry when you can throw over the middle into traffic to Juwan Johnson?
He's been a top 10 fantasy tight end for the past 5 weeks. It's all due to the scoring, basically, where he scored in four of the past five games. But you know what? Listen, three straight games with 40 yards. Again, like he's more viable than you think.
He is. Touchdown dependent, but he's been getting the touchdowns.
But almost every tight end is.
Yes. Let's jump to the hate list, headlined, unfortunately, by Deontay Johnson, who came into the season with great expectations, and it's just not happening, regardless of the quarterback.
He is, I'm with you in that he is a top 15 wide receiver in the NFL on a pure talent basis. Yep. You and I have argued with Michael Smith about this, from his route running, from his ability to get open. The problem is that just, you know, do not, you know, we always talk about find somebody who looks at you the way that, like, you know, Heineke looks at Terry McLaurin. Like, if you're in a relationship where your significant partner looks at you the way that Kenny Pickett looks at Deontay Johnson, get out.
Yeah, leave.
This is a toxic situation.
Yes.
Get out.
New spouse.
Right, exactly. It's time to hit Tinder or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's go to the local Applebee's, you know, and ask who's single at the bar. Because Deontay Johnson just is not getting any love. He's had back-to-back games with five targets. Five targets. That's like, that's what he's getting from Kenny Pickett. He's averaging just 5.3 yards per target as well. Like, he's not even, they're not looking for him deep. That's all George Pickens. We expect when the short stuff is going to go to Freiermuth as well. And you don't love this matchup with Indianapolis, as the Colts allow the fewest yards per game, the fourth fewest receptions per game to wide receivers, the fewest fantasy points per game to wide receivers. So just, and there's nothing other than just his talent and what we remember from previous seasons about Deontay Johnson that gives you the idea and confidence of starting him this week. In a week in which there's no teams on a bye, he's outside my top 30.
Quite a fall for Deontay Johnson, but can't argue with it. Let's talk about DJ
Moore.
Yeah,
watch him score three touchdowns now. But, I mean, the guy hasn't scored a touchdown this year. Like, Pickett's just not looking for him. He's got the connection with Pickens. And DJ Moore, maybe it gets better with Sam Darnold. Nowhere to go but up, right? But until we see it, you just don't love it. He's playing Denver. He'll probably see a lot of Patrick Surtain as well. He's had three straight games with under seven fantasy points and under 30 receiving yards. It's his third different quarterback in a third week, because last week was Baker Mayfield. The week before it was P.J. Walker. You see the numbers there on your screen in terms of his game log over the last three, you know, 4.4 points, 6.9, 5.4. He's been bad. By the way, the Broncos allow the fewest yards to wide receivers this season, and there's been only four wide receivers all year long that have even reached 60 yards against the Broncos. And we know DJ Moore is unlikely to score a touchdown here, so it really is about the yardage and the receptions, and just given the matchup and the quarterback and the inconsistency, you don't feel great about it. Outside my top 40 this week.
Top 40, wow. Yeah, I think Pat Surtain got completely lit up by Devontae Adams, so he's going to come out with a vengeance. But at least Sam Darnold is not Baker Mayfield, so maybe some upside rest of the way for DJ Moore.
But think about that. Sam Darnold, Mike White, Kyle Allen.
It's all happening.
All starting this week. What a time to be alive.
Land of the free.
What
America.
A time to be alive.
We're going to break when we come back. Quarterback, love, hate, including maybe some of those names, some of those great names in America.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Just a reminder, if you don't have the NBC Sports Predictor app, go download it now. The contests are free and easy to play, and you have a shot to win thousands. This week, we're giving you two opportunities to win $100,000 by playing Sunday Night 7. Your first chance is guessing the outcome between the Pats and Vikings on Thanksgiving night, followed by another contest surrounding the Packers and Eagles in Philadelphia on Sunday evening. Matthew Berry.
Yeah, how about them apples?
How about them apples, indeed. As was famously uttered in Good Will Hunting in 1997,
yeah.
I believe. Let's talk love-hate quarterbacks, starting off with Joe Burrow, who goes up against a pretty vulnerable Titans pass defense.
Yeah, and by the way, is getting Ja'Marr Chase back, as we talked about last segment as well. The expectation is Kelsey Conway, who covers the team for the Bengals, reporting that Joe Burrow expects Ja'Marr Chase back. And by the way, even without Ja'Marr Chase, they've been great since the Chase injury. Bengals top 10 in passing rate. They've become a throwing team. He's averaging 19.8 fantasy points per game over that stretch. He's top 5 in both passing yards per game as well. And then you talk about this Tennessee Titans defense, the number one run defense in the NFL, but you can throw on them. I mean, right? I mean, the Titans are one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL over the last 4 weeks. They're a bottom 5 pass defense, and yet they're the number 2 rush defense against running backs. So given the fact that who knows if Joe Mixon's going to play in this game, as we have this broadcast on Wednesday, we don't know yet. We do know that Joe Burrow's going to play, and we think he's getting Ja'Marr Chase back. So as you see there on your screen, what the last 4 quarterbacks have done against the Titans, Russell Wilson had 286 yards against them. Davis Mills had 152 yards against them, which is good for Davis Mills. Even Aaron Rodgers threw 2 touchdowns against them, you know. So, and of course, Mahomes had that monster game on Sunday night against them. So, just I think Joe Burrow. I know a lot of people think, oh, the Titans are a really good defense, and they are a really good defense. But he makes the love list because he comes at number 6, and that was honestly, I had him on the love list before I knew he was getting Ja'Marr Chase back.
I have a theory about this game, which is that the Tennessee run defense is so good, it's actually going to hurt them in this game, because the way to beat the Bengals is the Jedi mind trick them into running the ball for 3 yards per carry, and they're not going to be able to run the ball, so they're going to be throwing that pass
Zach
defense.
Taylor loves 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
He loves stuffing on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Even though he's got Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Hayden Hurst and, you know.
Fulton makes me very nervous at corner, so I think they'll be able to throw there. Let's talk about Geno Smith, frequent guest.
Let's talk about Geno Smith.
With a very favorable matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders. Don't understand why that line is only Seattle -3.5 at home. They should blow out the Raiders, and Geno should benefit.
7 of the 10 quarterbacks that have faced the Raiders this year, Jay, to your point, have scored at least 18 fantasy points. The Raiders are bad. Hashtag
analysis.
Good call
by you, Matthew Berry.
Hashtag analysis. A lot of people are like, you know why I like Berry? Because he really breaks it down. He gets under the numbers. He gets
Raiders,
deep.
Not good.
Raiders are not good. They're bad. You know who else thinks that? Jeff Saturday. Remember when he tweeted that?
Yeah.
And then he beat him the next week? That's an all-time baller move.
Yeah.
You're on your couch and you're like, the Raiders look terrible. And then the next week you're on an NFL sideline beating them?
Yeah.
That's a baller move.
And that's when you knew that the Raiders, they didn't have much going on. If they couldn't get up for that and win that game at home.
At any rate, Geno Smith, has had multiple touchdowns in 4 straight games in 8 of the 10 games so far this year. He actually is getting a few points with his legs, at least 20 rushing yards in 5 of the past 7, including each of the last 3 games that Geno has played. And so, against Las Vegas, who allows the 3rd most fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks, he comes in as a top 8 play for me this week.
Yep.
And I like your call as well. I think the Seattle Seahawks cover and cover in a big way.
I'd be very surprised if that line closes 3.5. Things should be more 4.5 or 5. Let's get to some others receiving votes, including the maybe rejuvenated Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know, in the last 2 years when he's come off of a bye since he's joined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's had multiple touchdown passes. And you like this matchup with Cleveland, as over the last 4 weeks, the Browns are bottom 8 in yards per pass attempt allowed, touchdown rate allowed. Brady looked pretty good in Germany. They've had a week to sort of get everyone back. He's going to have Godwin in this game. He's going to have Evans in this game. We expect Julio Jones hasn't gotten hurt over the bye. You never know. But, an increase in Rashad White, who's a nice pass catcher as well. And so, at Cleveland,
I have him at QB 11. Even if it's bad weather in Cleveland or windy, that doesn't affect Tom as much, who likes to dump it off as well. Some guys receiving votes is in that same game, Jacoby Brissett against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Over 20 fantasy points is what he's averaging over his last three games. Three straight games with six or more carries. He's actually involved in the running game. And this is the last hurrah for Jacoby Brissett, because we know in week 13, Deshaun Watson comes back as well. And as much as I love talking up my Commanders,
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, look, it's too good. I've seen the end of this movie. Anytime you start feeling good as a Commanders fan, that's when the bottom gets pulled out. That's when Lucy pulls the football away and you Charlie Brown it and you fall on your back. And so, you know, defense is playing good. Here comes a weak Falcons team. Games at home in Washington. We're 4.5-point favorites. This is just the kind of game we would blow. This is just the kind of game that, you know, the Commanders would totally screw up. And so Marcus Mariota will probably make it closer than it should be. He's had at least 17 fantasy points in five of the past seven. The rushing is obviously what keeps his floor high.
Yep, I'm with you. I just think you're a week early. I think the pain comes against the Giants the week after. You're going to be favorites on the road to New York. At least that's what the look headline is now.
Right, right.
Just
because pain happens in a week doesn't mean it won't happen now either.
True. You can have two servings of pain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Let's go to
I've
the
had
hate
20
list.
Years of it as a Commanders fan.
Let's go to the hate list. Kirk Cousins is the headliner, 3-point favorite over the Patriots. I don't agree with that line. I think the Patriots, that game should be pick, and he's on your hate list. Going against the Pats defense, which has an argument that it could be the best in the league right now.
Yeah, and primetime Kirk. Mm. I mean, honestly, my argument is primetime Kirk, right? It's a tough matchup to begin with, and then primetime Kirk. This is the Thursday night game. This is on NBC and Peacock, of course. I'm a company man. Shout out to my guys, Tony Dungy and Jason Garrett. Yep. We're doing the color commentary for this game. Nice. So I'm excited for that, along with Mike Tirico. So much love to my guys there. I hope they crush it. I know they will. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to crush it as well. I do these Barry boosts on BetMGM, where you can, it's a one-game parlay that you can play, and use promo code Barry, by the way, at BetMGM. Get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Risk-free first bet, I should say, up to $1,000. And so the Patriots are second in pressure rate so far this year. You think about Kirk Cousins, who was pressured on over 50% of his dropbacks last week. He was sacked 7 times by the Cowboys as well. The only quarterback to score over 17 fantasy points against the Patriots this year, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields. And both those guys had 80 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown in their games. We don't expect that from Kirk Cousins. The fourth fewest passing yards per game this season goes to the New England Patriots here. And again, primetime Kirk. I think they'll take away Justin Jefferson. I don't know that they're going to have enough weapons to come away with it. I have Kirk outside my top 20 this week. And then Aaron Rodgers as well at Philadelphia, an angry Eagles team. Eagles have allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks this season. Only two quarterbacks have scored over 12 fantasy points against Philadelphia. They allowed the fewest yards per pass attempt, the second fewest passing yards per game. Aaron Rodgers has been, to be kind, inconsistent this year from a fantasy perspective. Eagles know they have to step it up. This game's in Philadelphia. Also outside my top 20, A-Rod.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to welcome in the great Lawrence Jackson at Law Don't Lose, the breakdown, the Thanksgiving slate. It's a weekend to be thankful. What better way to celebrate the holiday than with must-watch events on NBC, Telemundo, and Peacock? It all begins Thanksgiving Day with the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, and continues with a special edition of Sunday Night Football on Thanksgiving night between the Pats and the Vikings. The action continues Friday with Telemundo and Peacock's Copa Mundial, Spanish-language coverage of USA versus England. And to cap it all off, WWE Survivor Series War Games Saturday night, followed by the Packers at Eagles Sunday evening on NBC and Peacock. Matthew Berry and Lawrence Jackson.
Just got an NFL Network report on another Fantasy Life app alert. Rams are expected to give young quarterback Bryce Perkins first team reps this week. This is from NFL Network, from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, paving the way for potential start given injuries to starter Matthew Stafford and John Wolford.
It's all happening in Los Angeles.
It's all happening.
Some rushing upside right there, too.
Yeah.
With Bryce Perkins.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes it more fun. Not as good, but more fun.
Not as good, but definitely more.
Underdogs against the Kansas City Chiefs.
More fun.
Lawrence, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Appreciate
good to have you back.
When I was at ESPN, you know, back when they had Grantland. So this is a number of years ago, you know, and so my buddy Bill Simmons and all those guys, they used to do it for Grantland. They used to do a bad quarterback fantasy league. And I used to play in it, which is always fun. And like literally the goal was you drafted quarterbacks and how poorly, you know, like you got points for incompletions, for interceptions, for turnovers, for, you know, like,
The Nathan Peterman league.
It really was. Oh, yeah. Nathan Peterman was a 101.
Who's John Peterman now?
Yeah.
Who's the guy now? Well, I mean, it would have been Zach Wilson.
I mean, it would have been Zach Wilson. That's what I'm saying. But, like, you've got Bryce Perkins and Kyle Allen and, like, all these guys. It's, you know, it's pretty interesting. Might be Mac Jones. He doesn't really turn the ball over. Sam Darnold would probably be my
pick. Whoever's playing quarterback, Carolina.
Sam Darnold playing the Broncos this week. That's good. I'm sorry. What was I even thinking? That would be my number one pick in the bad quarterback league this week would all be right. Sam Darnold.
Well, bad quarterbacks, I mean, arguably not going to feature in Bills at Lions with the way that Jared Goff has turned it around, but he potentially could be on that list in other weeks had he not gotten his weapons back. The line there is 9.5, Bills' favorite. The total is 54.5, and a lot of fantasy-relevant players in this game, a lot of guys that you're starting. Lawrence, is this a get-right game for Josh Allen tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it is, right? You got Josh Allen, who's been quarterback 9 over the past 4 weeks in a points-per-game basis. Like, that's not awful considering the fact that he's thrown 6 interceptions. Hope he's all right. Considering that he's thrown 6 interceptions over the last 4 games, now he's playing the Lions defense, who, mind you, has been 4th in fantasy over the past 4 weeks. But the Lions defense probably won't have Jeff Okuda in that defensive backfield. So I'm looking for Josh Allen to get right. I mean, look at the total number in this game, 54.5. He getting ready to light him up and get back right.
Yep, no, I'm with you there. It's been a strange 4 weeks for Josh Allen. He hasn't looked particularly Josh Allen-y for 4 weeks straight, but certainly against this Detroit defense in a dome, total 54.5. He should be right.
I think you're starting any Bills. You know, like, to me, the question is, if you're desperate, do you start James Cook?
Are you starting James Cook?
That's a good question. He ran well last week.
I am not, because I'm not desperate in any league, you know, and you have no teams on a bye this week. But I could see it in a game in which they're favored heavily, in a game in which he got significant run. Like, I think he's a viable flex play in a 12-team PPR or deeper league this week. Sorry. You got
Zach Wilson.
No, a little bit. Like, just, you know what? Like, you know, you drink heavily on the set, and sometimes it just goes down the throat wrong there. So I apologize there. To me, I think the more interesting conversation about this game, guys, is the running backs. Right on the other side the Detroit Lions running backs. Like, you're starting Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yes.
But Lawrence, Jay, what are we doing with DeAndre Swift? What are we doing with Jamal Williams? I mean, we're obviously starting Jamal Williams, but Justin Jackson had 10 touches last week. He actually led this team in touches. He's averaging 6.5 yards per carry over the last 3 games. His snap percentage has increased each week. Like, is Justin Jackson a thing, or was that just because they were blowing out the Giants? Like, is DeAndre Swift ever going to get double-digit touches? How are we feeling about this game, guys?
I was tuned in, like, real. I was really into this game, and it was Justin Jackson who was the second back to get on the field for the Lions. In fact, we might look at the box score and be like, oh, DeAndre Swift scored too. No. The Lions were blowing out the Giants. That was a sympathy touchdown that DeAndre Swift got. Justin Jackson was like, DeAndre Swift didn't get in the game till midway in the second quarter. So
a sympathy score is what you're saying.
Yeah. They get like, hey, score. Man, you know.
In high school, I lived on sympathy score.
I was going to say, that's just setting Matthew Berry up far too easy. That kind of material.
Listen, if you give me a lane to the hole, I'm taking a layup.
Don't bother pulling up 30 feet.
Make them buckets. I don't think Justin Jackson per se is a thing, but it's enough to make DeAndre Swift not. So I'll be doing the same thing I've been doing with Swift the past couple of weeks, and that's letting them watch from them sidelines.
Under 8 rush attempts in 6 of the last 7 games he's played, he's had 1 game with more than 3 receptions. That's been the shocking thing, is he's not being involved in the passing game given how good he is. I think you have to start Jamal Williams, even in a tough matchup here, you know, because of the touchdown equity, right? You know, no running back has more rushing touchdowns this year than Jamal Williams. He has 12 on the season. That's 3 times as many rushing touchdowns as the Packers or the Buccaneers. Like, like he's three times better than the than those teams as well. You know, when Swift is active, he's averaging basically 17 touches a game, and so I think Justin Jackson becomes interesting on a one game like a DFS slate.
Yeah,
you know, like I think he becomes interesting, and I think he's an interesting pickup as well in some deeper leagues. I grabbed him in a couple of deeper leagues. I just something to watch out for because that usage, to Lawrence's point, was odd. Swift isn't on the injury report, so I don't know if they're just like, hey, we're not going to – we don't want to use this guy. You know what I mean? Like, we want to protect him.
Something, too, where people think of DeAndre Swift, and yes, he was a borderline first-round pick this year, but he doesn't have the profile of like a Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley. They're not compelled to go back to him when Jamal Williams is playing so well. Let's go to Giants-Cowboys. Cowboys, 9-point favorites.
Swift, I will just say, DeAndre Swift is a really good running back.
He's good.
He's a different running back than Saquon or Derrick Henry, but he's a really good running back. You have to assume it's some sort of health thing where they're either he's not 100% healthy or they're worried that if they give him increased usage, he will get hurt again. So it's interesting there as well. You know, by the way, you could do worse than Jared Goff as a streamer against Buffalo in a game in which be some junk time scoring here.
Yeah, he could easily go 250-2. Let's talk about the Cowboys at the Giants. Cowboys -9 is my favorite spread of Thanksgiving. I think that line should be 10.5. The bottom is falling out of the New York Giants with all their injuries. Wandale Robinson out for the season with a torn ACL. Adoree Jackson out 4 to 6 weeks, which is quietly a big deal too. Yeah. Lawrence, Tony Pollard, who is one of the most polarizing running backs in fantasy.
So leave the dad jokes to me.
Yeah,
that one was
terrible.
Bad.
No, it's because I've been spending doing shows for you 6 days a week.
He came off the dome with it, fresh off the dome.
He's upset you didn't get the polarizing thing? It's right up your alley.
No, because like even I have a limit of how bad my dad jokes will be. You know what? In fairness, Lawrence, like so, you and I both have older kids. He's got very young children, and so he's new to dad. You know, he's just getting his dad.
Because they're gonna tell you, the older kid's gonna tell you, like, dad, chill out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
My kids can't talk back. They can't tell me that yet.
Right, exactly. You can just see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Like, you know, right, exactly. If you follow Jay on Instagram, you see pictures of his kids a lot, and you can see in their eyes.
Yeah.
They're kind of hostage photos. Yeah. A little bit. There's a little bit of help me there.
My poor daughters. Yeah. All right. Tony Pollard. What are we doing with Tony Pollard vis-a-vis Zeke going forward? Obviously, you're starting them, but how high is the ceiling for Pollard?
Yeah, well, he's easily a running back, too. It's like now the question is, he's a solidified RB1 for this week. He definitely is. Like, Zeke is still eating, but he's going to get them little samples now. Like, when you're at a store, they get a little sample on a toothpick.
Right.
That's how he eating right now. Tony Pollard is eating, but when he take big bites. You know,
in the era of COVID, do you still take samples at stores? I've stopped.
Zeke still is.
No, I understand
that. What else he going to get?
I'm even more all in. Now it's a market inefficiency.
No, I ain't going to lie. I still do it.
I've never been bigger on the toothpick bites. That's where I do my best work, Matthew. you want to see me in those stores? It's like watching Patrick Mahomes on Sunday night.
All right,
just cooking. Cooking with absolute gas.
Got it.
Darius Slayton, Matthew.
Market inefficiency.
Is he a flex play?
I agree with Lawrence, by the way, just on the running backs here. Pollard over Zeke. They finally started to involve Pollard in the passing game. That's the key, right? Early in the season they weren't, but like, you know, he's finally started to get involved in the passing game, and Zeke will get into close-in stuff here. Darius Slayton, you know, over the last 4 weeks is averaging 14.6 fantasy points per game. The most important thing for me is a 22% target share here. He's a big play waiting to happen. My expectation here is you'll see Trayvon Diggs on him, which is a tough matchup. But he's also, Diggs is a guy that will take chances.
Yep.
And Slayton is a guy that can do a quick double move. He's down the field, and all you need is one play for it to pay off. He's a guy that will take risks, and so I think Slayton can make him pay, especially in a game in which they're 9-point underdogs, to your point.
They're going to be throwing.
So, give me Darius Slayton as a viable wide receiver 3 this week.
Okay.
He comes in at 31 for me.
A lot of viable wide receivers in Pats at Vikings, the night game. Vikings are 3-point favorites. Don't agree with that. That should be closer to pick for me. The total is 42.5. Matthew, what is the level of concern for the Minnesota pass catchers this week against the Pats secondary that might be the best in the league?
Yeah, and again, I think Kirk Cousins is going to be under pressure. I don't think he's going to be good. I think he's going to struggle. This is it's a short week. The game is in Minnesota, which is helpful to him. But look, you have to start Justin Jefferson But I ranked him. I mean, I think I ranked him like fifth.
Wide receiver five.
But that's okay. The lowest I've ranked Justin Jefferson all year.
And I'm with you. I think it's a really tough match.
I think it's a tough match. Like, so you're starting him, and I think you have to start Hockenson just because of the state of tight ends here. But like, you see the numbers there in the screen in terms of what these guys did against the Cowboys, and now they're playing as good a defense, in the Patriots probably. And so, look. You have to start Jefferson and Hockenson and Dalvin Cook, but I'm super nervous about Adam Thielen, who's had 8 games now without a receiving touchdown, under 10 fantasy points in 3 straight. He's outside my top 40. Kirk Cousins made my hate list as well, as we talked about at the top of the show. So, I'm out. I tell you, my primetime Kirk, my BetMGM one game parlay, we got distracted. By we, I mean I did. But my Barry boost on BetMGM is all Kirk Cousins unders.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. It's all like it's under passing yards. It's under. Yeah. So it's anyway. If you want to bet with me on against primetime Kirk, which is
a good bet,
go to the Barry boost at BetMGM. Use promo code Barry.
Yep. Okay, Lawrence. Ramondre Stevenson outrushed by Damian Harris last week. Any concern there?
Bothers me none. Last week, he still had 21 touches for 82 yards. Wasn't an efficient day on the ground. Damian Harris, 10 total touches and 93 yards, boosted by a 30-yard run. So I got no worries here for Ramondre Stevenson. If he's going to go out and get 6 catches for 56 like he did last week, we fire him up easy, borderline RB1 if we being honest with it.
Yep, I'm with you there. No concern about Ramondre. He's always going to supplement the rushing with pass game work.
I have him as in a matchup that doesn't scare you. Vikings are a bottom 12 run defense over the last 4 weeks. In a game in which we expect it to either be neutral script or positive for the New England Patriots. And they don't want Mac Jones to throw either. I mean, they're running a better version of the Jets offense, which is they're going to try to hide their quarterback, play good defense, run the ball, control the clock, be conservative. And so Stevenson's a top 10 guy for me this week. And I think Harris he's a little touchdown dependent, obviously, but I think he's a viable flex, especially in a half-point PPR or standard league.
Yep. Okay, let's get into the most bet props on BetMGM tomorrow. Dalton Schultz, over 36.5 receiving yards. A lot of overs on this list. Stephon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb, their overs. Ramondre Stevenson, over 3.5 receptions. And then Kirk Cousins, under 250.5 passing yards.
They with you.
I like all those, especially Diggs, especially Schultz. Obviously, you know I love the Cousins. It's part of the Barry boost on BetMGM. Worth noting, the Stevenson over 3.5 receptions is minus 140. Exactly. Even BetMGM's like, all right, we'll give this one to you. But the only thing better than spending time with your family on Thanksgiving is spending time with your family with your phone in your hand watching football with money on the game.
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, everyone says that's the tradition like no other. Like,
it is.
It's fantasy football. It's sports betting. We love it all. We love having action on the game. Look, you know, get the family involved.
Okay.
Responsibly. Don't get the kids involved. Let's be clear.
Yes.
Responsibly.
Yes. Wives,
only
uncles,
bet what you can
aunties.
Afford.
Let's take a look at this. Pick a Thanksgiving dinner to attend. Lawrence, what are you going with here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the mobile quarterbacks right here. Lamar Jackson from Florida, Hurts from Texas, Fields from Georgia. I need that Southern cooking with me. The AFC West party, that food look like it don't look like it got no flavor in it, so give me the mobile QB.
Wow, Patrick Mahomes, I'm going with the AFC West party just because of what you said there.
Kind
give me Patrick Mahomes. Give me Travis Kelce, the offensive player of the year. Give me a resurgent Justin Herbert and friend of the show, Austin Eckler.
I mean, the AFC West party is clearly the answer here. Mahomes is the number one.
Mahomes is the number one
quarterback in fantasy. Kelsey's the number one tight end in fantasy. Eckler's the number one running back in fantasy. And then, you know, Justin Herbert with his hair kind of looks like a waiter at a surf shop on the West Coast.
Why are there waiters at surf shops?
I need fun at my dinner.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, like a beach bar. He looks like a waiter at a beach bar.
Sure, I'll pay that.
I was trying to say he looks like a host at a surf shop or a waiter at a beach bar, and I sort of mixed the two of them. What do you want from me? I was choking. Like, I'm coming back from I was on my deathbed.
Yeah,
10 minutes ago.
I want to trade Kyler for Travis Kelce, though. I want to make that trade.
Yeah, that's not happening. There's no trades. Listen, it's closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. For Lawrence Jackson and Jake Croucher, I'm Matthew Berry. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're back Sunday morning. Peace out.
Yeah.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.